Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
All right. I have some great news. I'm very excited about this study. Yes, I get excited about studies. I just love to see this. Turmeric, you know, the spice, right? Has, you know, the key compound, curcumin. Oh, wonderful study. Turns out it targets depression as effectively as drugs. Isn't that nice? Yeah. Turmeric with the compound curcumin targets depression as effectively as drugs. Awesome. This was a study published in Phytotherapy Research, April of 2014, and I just came across it. Matter of fact, I got so excited, I sent this on up to Life Extension, and hopefully we're going to maybe do an article about this, definitely add this to the protocol. This is good news. You know, we've known for quite some time now that curcumin has antidepressant activity. I mean, we've seen it anecdotally speaking or historically speaking. Many people who take curcumin say that they feel better, better mood. And also there's some animal studies that have shown some antidepressant type activity. So we've kind of already known that, but this is really a great study because it's comparing the effects of curcumin to a very popular antidepressant, Prozac. The official name, the chemical name for Prozac is fluoxetine. So let's take a look at the study. It was titled Efficacy and Safety of Curcumin in Major Depressive Disorder. So we're not just talking about having the blues. We're talking about major depressive disorder, a randomized controlled trial. The objectives of the trial was to compare the efficacy and safety of curcumin with Prozac or fluoxetine in patients with major depressive disorder. They took 60 people. They randomized them to three different groups. So there was some of the 60 were on just the fluoxetine, the drug. Some were only on the curcumin, and then some were on a combination of the two. And they looked at what is known as the Hamilton Depression Rating Scale. This is a pretty standard way of measuring depressive symptoms in clinical trials. And so they were looking at, you know, baseline scores, changes in those scores, the final score. So it was nice to see them using a well-accepted standard way of measuring depression. So that was good. And as I said, they were really ultimately looking at the mean change. Because remember, all of these people have major depression. So they're all, you know, at baseline are scoring pretty low on this. So they're looking at the mean change. It was a six-week study. They observed that curcumin was well tolerated by all patients. That's not surprising to me at all. The proportion of responders, as measured by the Hamilton Depression Rating Scale, meaning people who responded in a positive way, they improved on this scale, was higher in the combination group, about 77.8% of those taking fluoxetine and curcumin improved on this scale. And that was better. The combination was better than the drug alone, fluoxetine, which had a 64.7% response rate. And it was also better than those just taking the curcumin, which had a 62.5% response rate. So here you have a study showing that, okay, so you have a combination of patients with major depression on a very standard drug called fluoxetine and curcumin from turmeric spice. And when you combine them, they improve significantly on a very standard scale for measuring depression. But what's really interesting about that is the other group. So that's awesome. So we have this combination. We have support for using a combination approach with curcumin and say something like Prozac. So that's awesome. But when you really look at the other groups, this is really where it gets really interesting. So you have one group who were only taking fluoxetine, and they improved. They responded and had improvements in this Hamilton depression rating of close to 65%. And yet the curcumin group all by itself, just taking the spice, right, turmeric, concentrated with curcumin, right, they had almost a 63% response rate. That is awesome. That's showing you that by itself, turmeric concentrated with curcumin does a really good job in helping people with major depression. That's really, really good news. The study authors concluded this study provides first clinical evidence that curcumin may be used as an effective and safe modality for treatment in patients with major depressive disorder without concurrent suicidal thoughts or psychotic disorder. So that's a whole nother ball game when you have suicide issues, psychotic issues with the depression. That's different. But in just major depression disorder, here you have a combination of a drug and curcumin working awesome, and even by itself, curcumin, statistically speaking, did just as good as the drug by itself. Wow. You can see why I'm really excited about that. So we at Life Extension, we have a depression protocol. I've talked about the Life Extension. I'm the senior scientist at the Life Extension Foundation, and we produce a lot of information, a lot of research papers, a lot of information on nutrients. And one of the things we're really proud of is we put together protocols. And these are basically, they're just up-to-date synopsis of age-related disorders like depression and why it happens, what's the latest research there, the latest on conventional therapy, nutrition, exercise, and nutrients. So we have a lot of protocols, I think almost 140 now. And we do have a depression protocol. And so I just kind of wanted to review that with you and maybe see where curcumin could fall into this. So the first thing that we talk about in our depression protocol is you have to make sure you got the basics checked. So you got to make sure your thyroid is normal. If you're feeling depressed, you got to make sure your steroid hormones, testosterone, estrogen, DHEA are optimal. You got to make sure you don't have a B vitamin deficiency, a vitamin D as in dog deficiency. And you got to make sure that you're getting enough of the polyunsaturated omega-3 fats. So that's like the basics. Once you've done that, more and more research is showing people with depression have some energy issues, mainly in what is called the mitochondria, the powerhouses. We call it mitochondrial dysfunction. There was a study published in the Archives of Gerontology and Geriatrics, September 2011, that showed that patients with depression had fewer and fewer mitochondria in their skeletal muscles. And so the thought is maybe that's also the case in their brain cells, not enough of these powerhouses. So CoQ10 is important. Supplement for depression. L-carnitine, which is a type of an amino acid that brings energy inside the mitochondria. This has exciting implication for a nutrient called PQQ, pyroloquinoline quinone. About 20 milligrams a day has been shown to create new mitochondria. So, based on this 2011 study, maybe people with depression need to be making more mitochondria with PQQ. And of course, exercise. Maybe this is why exercise works so well in mood disorders, specifically depression, because what you're doing is when you exercise, that's the natural way to improve energy, to reverse mitochondrial dysfunction. So that's kind of the second thing. So you got your basics, the hormones, the B vitamins, D, omega-3s. Then we focus on energy, reversing that mitochondrial dysfunction. And then lastly, we want to improve serotonin levels. That's the feel-good neurotransmitter. Serotonin is what is low in depression. You can do tryptophan, 5-HTP, saffron. All of those can help to boost serotonin levels in the brain. And now maybe what you add to all this, maybe we end this protocol now. We update it with turmeric, curcumin, because it showed to be just as good as Prozac, at least in this one small study. So that's exciting. Life Extension Depression Protocol, lifeextension.com. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.